to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Who is smarter than God? He that wins souls is smart. The Bible says it's wise. Let your wisdom be found in God. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Very important. Very, very important. Sometimes we think that our strength can take us. No, we can't do anything without Christ. Oh, Jesus, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Another favorite scripture of mine. It's a popular scripture. When we read it, you'll find that it's a popular scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3. Look, it said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Come on, give God some praise, somebody. What you have is a result of the sufficiency of God. Who you are today is because of the sufficiency of God. And whatever you will have tomorrow is because of the sufficiency of God. I took a hard decision this morning. I said, Lord God, if this is so, then Lord, I'll reduce the number of times I pray for my own need. Because I know that if I serve you faithfully, then you will meet my needs. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? If I serve you faithfully, then my tomorrow is secured with you. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Sometimes we are overwhelmed with our needs, saying that all our prayer is about our needs. But I want to announce to somebody, God is a rewarder of faithfulness. If you are faithful unto Him, He will be faithful to you. See, now thou Iden. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we miss it. If you are faithful to God, even demons cannot destroy you. Ooh, is somebody here with me? Let us begin to pray for the unsaved, and people will mutter tongues.
Oh Lord, save the people. Oh Lord, save, because your heart is not even there.
Let me introduce. Let's bind the devil. Others who will clap.
Let's try and do a clap and let me say, bind some demons.
That is where the fire is. Amen. But I'm trusting God that gradually we shall shift from that place to the place that we will sense that we have to pray to deliver souls from the hands of the devil. And when God sees that, you say, oh, my servant Glover, he has done all this. I will never put him to shame. I will never look at him for people to accuse me that I haven't taken care of him. And so he will step into your life and then do that which will glorify his name. Come on, give God praise. One of the ways, and number one way that you can produce fruit is to seek that which concerns him. Our sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. The first service I asked, if somebody steps here, an Afghanistan Al-Qaeda recruit, lines all of us up, deny Jesus, or I shoot you down. He picks somebody, cuts the neck. How many will pass through even the burglar-proof window? How many will manage to pass through? You will become as small as a mouse, and you will pass through by force. But I'm telling you, if God is your life, if Jesus is your life, he says, shoot me. I know I'm going to the Father. Amen. Come on, is somebody here with me? How many are sure? I asked this question the first service. You are sure that when you die today, heaven straight. Wave your hand to me, wave your hand. Oh, second service, I think you have done well. First service, people were. Clap for yourselves. Listen. Don't listen to the lies. You are bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? And nothing can steal you from the hands of God. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? However, the word of God says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, you sin small. Okay? I know. Because I'm a human being. You sin small. Do you understand that? Yes. That doesn't mean that consistently, since 2005, consistently you are in it. I'm telling you something. Don't deceive yourself. When Christ comes, you can lose heaven. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? What I'm saying is, you yourself can work yourself out. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Praise God. Come on, clap it if you want. Yeah. I know I'm giving a good stuff. Hallelujah. We are so obsessed with our needs. Said that anything that will disgrace God, we will do to get that money. Who says God is not a faithful God? I am telling you, just be faithful unto the Lord. And when the challenge comes for you to choose between the will of God and the will of the object that is attracting you, hey, choose the will of God. And be hungry and be poor. At the appointed time, his name will be glorified in your life. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. I have been young and I'm old. I'm yet to see the righteous beg for bread or even his children. I am sure of one fact. That when I'm far gone, somebody will see my daughter and favor her. Oh yes. Oh yes. She's going to be a beneficiary of my sacrifices. Who says God will leave her alone? I don't fear. I'll do my part. But if I don't complete, God will raise somebody to continue. Come on, give God some praise. That is where you must come to. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. I was telling the church in London, I said, the desire that these days I'm nursing is that my ways will please him and him alone for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. All these 28 years and some months that I have not as, you know, a normal, as a pastor, a normal, a man of God. I've given all my adult life to this. And do you think God will put me to shame? If I go today, God will take care of you, baby. Amen. I don't fear it. I don't fear. It doesn't mean I will not be responsible. I am a very responsible man. Extremely. Ask my wife. Oh, yeah. I don't eat free food in my house. Ask her. I give chop money. Ask her. Oh, it's true. I pay my school fees well. My daughter believe me like something. Amen. So ask for my father, he would do it. My daddy would do it. Amen. She always works with the mother, and I was jealous a bit. As for you and your mama, but I never knew that she loved me so much. When I traveled, she put me on a DP. Said, Daddy, I miss you. I said, oh, the baby loves me, man. Because I was becoming jealous. Come on, get out, go, go, go. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you, God will take care of you. His sufficiency. Somebody say sufficiency. Hallelujah. He is our sufficiency. You will never be put to shame. Come on, is somebody here with me? I have worked with many people. We have made some good journey. Amen. And I've seen God honor his name in people's lives. Listen, don't stop. The way you started it, let's continue, okay? We are still going into the future land. Be faithful. God will complete it and make it nice. Come on, give God some praise, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire. And they are burned. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 3. Verse 10, this is the consequence of not abiding in Christ. If you abide in him, you produce. Is somebody here with me? If you don't abide with in him, you are going to be cut off. May we abide in him. Amen. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. May you be a fruit-bearing tree. Yeah. Oh, come on. Tell somebody, may you be a fruit-bearing tree. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord will make you a fruit-bearing tree in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will not miss your timing. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? I say you will never miss your timing. When your time is up for promotion, you will receive the promotion. Promotion in spirit and in body. You will receive it. You will not remain at one place. Listen, please be faithful. Tell somebody, let's be faithful. Hallelujah. Because that is what will make you produce. Maybe, let me say something, just dropped in my spirit. For now, because of your faithfulness, you've been going through some stuff. Hard stuff. Almost unbearable. But you know something? God will never allow that which you cannot bear to come your way. Amen. And what you are going through pretty soon will become a historical event. You will move away from it and refer to it. Some years back, I went through this, but God, by his grace, took me out. And that will be your story as a testimony to take somebody out from that pain. Is somebody here with me? Somebody is about to repair another person's life with your story. The devil sought to disgrace you, but God lifted his hand.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
May God come your way. Oh, come on. Can I have some crazy amen here? May God come your way. May He come your way. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I love Jesus. You will never be cut off. You will never be cut off. You will remain strong in the house of the Lord and always see what you are doing. I feel like encouraging somebody this morning. Oh, yes. I feel like telling you, be faithful. I feel like telling you, be strong. Hallelujah. It is not yet time. Amen. Somebody has even made a mockery of you because of your faithfulness. But remain strong. Amen. Your time of glorification is very close. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to verse 7. I love it. The benefit of faithfulness in the Lord. Look at this. Look at this. This is the benefit. Look at this. Look at this. Yes. Hallelujah. And that will cause you to bear more fruit. If you abide in me, I love it. He said, abide, abide, stay, stay, continue, continue, be steadfast in the faith. Abide. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Hi! The scripture is powerful. If you abide in him and his words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. Who has a desire, please? Certainly, everybody has a desire. If you don't have a desire, you are a superman. It means you don't belong to this planet Earth. You need to go to the latest discovered planet. Yes, I have numerous, a number of desires. But the first option that Jesus has given us is that abide in me. And let my words abide in you for sanctification, for holiness, for productivity. When you stand before me as such, and you ask me of that which you desire, oh, it shall be done for you. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Listen, we are going to have more testimonies. And I read Mrs. Nate's testimony. Wow! Your husband told me, but I didn't catch it until I read it. This woman has died and resurrected before. You see the way? You even clap, you see. If you are clapping, you are clapping to the glory of God. You are not clapping to anybody. You were overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony of your mouth. Give God a better. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know what? It is faithfulness. God located faithfulness somewhere. In you, in your husband's life, in your children's life. Amen. Andy, now, and Co, I'm telling you. Listen, when God steps into a family, he wants something to hold on in order to perform a miracle in the family. Is somebody here with me? May you be a representative of your family. Hallelujah. And may he manifest himself because of you in the family. Your father will not die. Your sister will not die. Your wife will not die. Your uncle will not die because of you. Because you abide. You abide. You abide. You abide in him. May God enter your family. In Jesus' name. Come on, say a louder amen. Alright, let's go to 1 John 2:14. Do it for me quickly. You are doing well, man. 1 John 2:14, please. 1 John 2:14. Oh, this is a wonderful scripture. Amen. 1 John 2:14. Oh, after I've praised you. Amen. All right. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. The fathers know God. I have written to you. Let's all read it. Let's go. Wait. Can we read it better? Let's go. Because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. The glory of the young is a strength. Aya! Come on, is somebody here with me? The glory of the young is a strength. The glory of the old man is their gray hair. And that is glory. God, they have passed from young to old and very old and anciently old. Are you hearing me? Listen, what I don't like at all is to see a young man. You are walking as if you don't have bones in you. What is that? You better get to the gym, Yachi Dade. And be strong. Huh? You are walking and you walk. What kind of young man are you? Any man who is not 60, you are a young man. Amen. Can I hear the young man say amen? Amen. Have you seen how strong it is? Some of you young men, you are looking at me. You didn't even say amen. Say amen. Young man, say amen. Let me see. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. And man, you don't have to say, and I was going to Carnation and talk well. If you do that, you never propose to a woman for the woman to agree. When you go to the lady, say, hi baby, you know, I've been seeing you in church for a long time and I've been studying you and I think I want you for my wife. I think I want to make... Maybe nobody... You see, people fear the lady because she's pitri-pitri. You break the girl with your words. They'll say, who is this guy? But if you go and say, I beg. I was praying. And the Lord reveals to me a lady who was in Greater Works t-shirt. And the Lord said, my son, this is your wife. This is your wife. She will look at him. Come on, is somebody here with me? In the same way, if you are filled with the word of God, you approach everybody that you meet with power. Come on. Men and young women, God didn't give you your power for nothing. Amen. Every man, when you wake up, you know you have power. How do you know you have power? About the wowing. If by now you don't have some power, you better get some good Auntie Susie herbal tea. Come on, it's somebody. Doc, We will come for you for consultation. If you don't have any power, hey, you better come for deliverance. Praise the Lord. You know what? Listen to me. You say you are full of power. And so when the power of God enters you, oh, she is holy. Amen. When the power of God enters you, I'm telling you, you can preach the word of God and every criminal, every hard-hearted person will give his life to Christ. Oh, come on. You must be filled with power. Oh, come on. Amen. Don't worry, we are getting there. On Monday, cream. Amen. We are making fun, okay? All right. Good. But the issue is, you see, all young people, you must possess some power and deal with the wicked one. When young men meet to pray, you pray with power. When you speak the word, you speak it with power. When you worship with power. Anything you do with power. When you do that, the Lord will fulfill your desire. When you pray, He is committed to answer that prayer. One last scripture, then I end with you. One last scripture. John 14, 13, please. John 14, 13. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Thank you. Let's all read it. Shall we go, please? And whatever I will do, that the Father be glorified in the Son. Oh, come on, read it. Let's read it. Read it like people with power. Read it with people. Cross section. Everybody is young. Let's go. In my name, I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Not you. The Father will be glorified in the Son through you. Is somebody here with me? So you are just part of the process. You are in the middle. It's between the Son and the Father. But you must be a strong person. Listen, I was telling Brother Nanayao that I was feeling some funny things. And I said, listen, I told myself, I can't be sick at this time. I can't be weak at this time. Because we are heading towards greater works. And I need to be strong. Hallelujah. Amen. You are all fine. The more I mention, some of you are coughing before me. Receive your healing. That's a weak. Receive. Amen. The devil is a liar. I'm telling you, you will get to where you want to get to. Fruit will come out of you. Your life will be a blessing to many. You will bear fruit in every area of your life. Every situation when you meet it and you lift your hand. I'm telling you, you will crush the wicked one in anybody's life that you are praying for. If it is sickness, it's an issue that is bothering that family. You lift your hand and you lift your voice. And because Christ abides in you and you in Him, you will never be turned down. God bless you.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414 or 057-462-9174 057-462-9174. Until we meet, beside the still waters. Same time, same place. Stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyao Market.